Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Check that out. That's my chain.
Talk shit at this part? About how, like, the world didn't see it coming.
That's my chain, man.
You was this fresh, right?
You didn't know.
We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking. We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking. We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking. We're not joking, just joking.
How's it going, everyone? This is Pat Loika, and I'm here with Loika Mania, episode 17. And this week is kind of a strange week because it's a rather slow comic week. I only came home with one book this week, and that was Thunderbolts. And I just reviewed an issue of Thunderbolts not too long ago, so I kind of wanted to maybe save that for another time and talk about that another time. And instead, I wanted to focus a little bit on something that I've been, some stuff I've been getting into lately, particularly in art books. At the San Diego Comic Con this year, I ended up picking up more art books than I have any other books. I mean, I barely bought any trades, which is kind of weird because I usually stock up on trades at that con. But, you know, a lot of artists have come up with their own art books this year. And a lot of art books have been coming out through, of course, through regular stores as well. And so I'm going to talk about a few art books that I've been buying for the next few minutes or whatever, however long this podcast is going to be this week because of the rather slow comic week. So let's get started. First, I'll start with a book that I've been looking for the last how many months now? And I finally found at Comic-Con, and it was the Brush with Passion, The Art and Life of Dave Stevens book. It's from Underwood Books. And this book has been eluding my grasp since it came out. It sold out fairly quickly because it was talked about by quite a lot of people, a lot of, you know, influential people in comics, rather. And I've been a big Rocketeer fan. I love the movie. I love the old comics. And I've been trying to find this art book for a while, and then we stumbled upon it at a booth at Comic-Con this year. It was actually the publisher, you know, Underwood Books, and they had about a stack of like 5 or 6 books left. And, of course, you know, I was quick to ask about it and found out that they were selling it at cover price, which is $40. And, of course, I went for it because I would be stupid if I didn't. And, you know, I finally got a chance to look for the whole thing. And also, if you wanted to know the aftermarket value of this thing, if you look on Amazon, the Z sellers or whatever you want to call those people that sell their stuff there, they're selling this thing for as high as $90, $100 a pop. And you know, and it's hard to find. You know, it's a sold out of print book. They're going to put out a soft cover event in a few months, but of course, you know, you want the best edition you can get out of this thing, so you get the hardcover. Anyway, I got the hardcover, and it's a really, really nice retrospective of Dave Stevens' life and his career, and of course his work. And lots of his sketches are in there, lots of his paintings, and his a lot of the Betty Page and Rocketeer stuff also, and commissions and that sort of thing are in there. And it's a wonderful look at the life of this brilliant artist who I think we never truly appreciated until he passed on, you know. And you know, it is a very, very nicely put together book. It's, of course, it's oversized. It's bigger than your, it's bigger than most trades or hardcover comics that would come out. Not as big as an Absolute or something like that, but it's a really big book, really nice coffee table book, really well designed and assembled. I highly recommend picking it up. It's if you can find it anyway. I mean, my friend Chris and I, Chris Mays, who you recall has been on this program before, we told some of our buddies about it at the con after we found our copy, and pretty much everyone bought a copy of that thing after we told them about it until the publisher sold out. So good luck trying to find this at a decent cover price. You know, and you know, you can always wait for the soft cover soon. That should be worth your while. I mean, seriously, it's a beautiful book. It's a nice little tribute to Dave Stevens, and you do yourself a disservice by not buying this book. That's all I can say. Yeah, that's really the best thing I can say about that. So, yes, pick up Brush with Passion, The Art and Life of Dave Stevens. Another art book I had picked up at the con is Bombshells. It's a Terry Dodson sketchbook collection. Again, it's a hardcover that they published through Brand Studio Press, and it's got a lot of little sketches from Terry that you've never seen before. Lots of design sketches from his Wonder Woman and his some of his DC stuff is there. A lot of his old Marvel stuff is there too. Like, there's some sketches that date back to 2000, including some doodles of some creator-owned characters that he was putting out sometime later on. I'm not entirely sure, but there's a lot of little sketches there, lots of character designs, stuff that he does for X-Men as well. It's again, another well-put-together book. Terry is one of my favorite artists, and this book is a nice showcase of kind of shows you his process from one point or another. There are, of course, some stuff there from Uncanny X-Men, some stuff from Songs, which is, you know, the Coraline book that he did through Humanoids, and there's a lot of other things there, lots of some pinup stuff. I'm in love with Terry Dodson's work. I wish I could draw like that guy, because he just has a he's really great with his facial expressions, body language, and I just love the way he just makes really heroic, you know, guys and really beautiful women. So if you want to see a bit of his process, and you want to see a bit more about just how he operates and how his mind works, because there's a lot of notes that he'll do with his sketches too, and it's nice to see how things come together as far as his design stuff goes. So yeah, look for this book. I think you could get them from Stuart Nung Books, and there will be a link at the show notes in the store where you can purchase this and a few other art books that I mentioned here today. Another book that I picked up is J. Scott Campbell's third book, the Blue Beauties book is what he calls it. This is the third volume of his pretty much his annual art book that he puts out in San Diego and sells at other conventions as well. The first one, of course, was the Code Orange book. The second one was the Green Monsters book, and then this is the third one. This focuses more on of course his expertise, the female form, and lots of female characters here, and lots of sketches and the pieces from earlier on in his career as well. There's a Fathom pinup here that he did for a Fathom swimsuit special back in 1999. And there's a lot of course, character designs, private commissions, stuff that ended up on his calendars. There's a lot of really cool pieces here. I mean, if you're a big J. Scott Campbell fan, there's a lot of stuff here that hasn't been reprinted before, like stuff that he did for Wizard Magazine, for example, or just, you know, random variant covers here and there. It's actually a really nice compendium of the stuff that he's been doing in the last few years, and you kind of get to see some of his growth as an artist, and of course, you get to see him just have fun with the female figure, because this focuses a lot on that. So pick up J. Scott Campbell's Blue Beauties. It's a volume 3 of his art book collections. And again, you can check the show notes, and I'll link you to where you can buy them. I know Stuart Nung has this as well, and of course, this is available through the J. Scott Campbell store online. So I will link you there, and you'll be able to check it out. Another book I picked up at the convention was Angelic, which is the second volume of The Art of Mark Brooks. And, of course, Mr. Brooks has been making his name doing X-Men stuff, lots of covers here and there, and random one-shots here and there, like the Cloak and Dagger thing he did a few months ago. And Mark last year he put out Devilish, which is his first volume, and this is the second volume, and of course it's a complete opposite, it's Angelic, and it doesn't really focus on any specific themes, you know, it's not like what the title would suggest, but there is a lot of everything here, a lot of posters, pinups, covers he did, some private commissions as well. It's again another well put together and well designed book, and also published for Brand Studio Press, which is becoming I think a favorite amongst comic artists as far as releasing, you know, their own art books, and it's with good reason, because like I mentioned, like the Terry Dodson and the J. Scott Campbell books earlier, these books are very well designed. Very durable, actually. They're nice sized hardcovers, and they are, you know, they have good paper and everything. This book, the book itself collects a lot of pinups, some trading card art, random covers and posters he did, lots of some variant cover work, and some design sketches as well. You see a lot of his layouts, some of his thumbnail sketches. And there's a lot of stuff here also that I don't think have been released before or have not been reprinted in a while, like some Transformers covers he had done for Dreamwave, which was a long time ago. And it also reprints, for example, the piece he did for Street Fighter Tribute, and of course, you know, just random sketches here and there. Again, much like any other Brand Studio Press book, this is available through Stuart Nong Books, and I think you could even purchase this directly through Mark Brooks' website. Again, I will post a link if you're interested in picking up this book. And because I want to make your life a little bit easier, because I'm a great guy. I really am. I'm kidding. I'm all right, I guess. Another book I checked out. This is, we're kind of moving away from the Brand Studio Press release books, and I want to talk about something that IDW had released a few months ago, and this in conjunction with Desperado. It's Tony Harris Art and Skullduggery. And as you would expect from Tony Harris, you'll get to see nothing but the best. And actually, there's a lot of commentary here, a lot of very candid talk from Tony Harris about his work. And you know, if you've seen Tony Harris on Twitter or anywhere else, you know this guy is probably the most honest, one of the most outspoken people out there. And you kind of see him get to be a little bit critical of his own work, and he gets to talk about a lot of stuff about how his process goes and just, you know, how he works in general. If you're a big fan of Tony Harris' stuff, this will not disappoint. There's a section on his DC work, including a nice bit about his Starman stuff, lots of stuff about his indie work, and of course his Ex Machina stuff. So if you are looking for beautiful piece of art, a beautiful art book in general, look no further than the Tony Harris Art and Skullduggery. It's from IDW, and I think you can find that pretty much any online retailer has that, or you can probably find it at a good, if you have a good comic store, they should be carrying it, because they really have no reason not to. So look up Tony Harris Art and Skullduggery, and you will thank me for it later. Another one that just came out recently is Cover Run, the DC Comics art of Adam Hughes. This is basically a collection of his covers throughout the past decade, or maybe longer than that. And it's everything you would expect from an Adam Hughes book. It's gorgeous. It's fun. There's a lot of really, really cool, really funny anecdotes about some of the cover process. There's a lot of things here that any fan of Adam's work could easily get into. There's also some stuff about his run on the old Justice League a long time ago, and man, this is another one of those books that you just can't say no to. It's got a $40 cover price, and it's seriously well worth more than that, in my opinion. It's such a beautiful presentation. I mean, I don't know how many. DC had only put out one art book that I was aware of before this, and that was the Fables covers by James Jean art book. And I think since then, I think this may be a better edition, a better book altogether. It's because I think they've design wise, you know, as far as publication design goes, this is an improvement over that. And damn, it's Adam Hughes, guys. You don't need anything else from me except saying Adam Hughes. Oversized book. It's a coffee table book. It's a nice showcase of his work that you'll want to show off to your friends. So yes, pick up a Cover Run, the DC Comics art of Adam Hughes. a rather recent entry into the art book arena is Marvel, and they put out a few art books in the last year and a half, and they have been good. I have a couple of issues with it, and it's mainly the paper stock, because I wish they used a heavier paper on the actual art book itself. But otherwise, it's again well designed, really nice format. Like they took a more widescreen approach with their art books, and they're more they have the same, you know, they're in landscape orientation, much like the 300 hardcover book, for example, from Dark Horse. And I have two volumes from them that are in hardcover. That is the Marvel Art of Marko Drugevich and the Marvel Art of Joe Quesada. We'll start with the Drugevich book first, and boy, that thing is amazing, because it's a nice retrospective of Drugevich's stuff. And the thing is, it covers about maybe everything he had done from the time he started till the time that book came to print, which was sometime in 2009. And the thing is, he has produced such a body of work in the last couple years that you'd think he had been working on comics for decades, just looking at the number, just looking at how thick the book is and all the pages. I mean, I think he has more original pieces in that book than Joe Quesada does in his own. And Joe Quesada has been working for Marvel for, you know, over a decade now. So that just goes to show you how much and how prolific Marko Drugevich is. It has, you know, he talks about his process, he talks about his, and then he talks about his own work, and other people talk about him as well, and that's what makes it such a great book, because it's, you get a lot of commentary from different people, and you get to see how some of the work comes together, and that's what I love about this book. And if you can still find it anywhere, I would say pick it up. It's $50, but it's a really nice package, really well put together. And again, I only have one issue with it, and that was the paper stock they chose for the actual pages of the book. But it's really not a big deal, and the art is really well reproduced. And I really don't see how anyone could resist picking this book up if you're a fan, especially of Marko's stuff, because he has been doing some phenomenal work. And I imagine within a year's time, or maybe in even less time, he would have another one of these out, just because he puts out so much work. So check out Marvel, The Art of Marko Drugevich, out in stores, and at least out in good comic stores or good art stores. And finally, the last book I want to talk about is the Marvel Art of Joe Quesada. And this, I wasn't sure what to think of this, because Joe hasn't done that much work in the last couple of years, but then when you actually look at this book, you realize how much stuff he's actually been doing that we haven't really paid attention to, because we got wrapped up in all the other stuff going on. We forget. We miss some of the stuff he does, like some covers and action figure art and all this stuff. And this collects, you know, this has a lot of commentary on his Daredevil work, lots of stuff about his Daredevil father's her work, and then of course there's, you know, the talk on his Amazing Spider-Man One More Day story, which a lot of people probably would not want to get into, but there is a lot of stuff there, at least as far as his art process goes. And that's always what interested me anyways when it comes to, you know, books like this. There's a lot of process stuff, lots of behind-the-scenes stories about how certain things came together. And considering it's Joe Quesada, he's been there for a long time, he had a lot of stories to tell. And again, it's a rather fascinating look at his process, how he had incorporated digital stuff into his style, and how he's been, you know, how different his working style has become since he was drawing Daredevil back in 1998, you know? I highly recommend the book. You know, it's kind of in fashion to bash Joe Quesada lately because of certain things he had done, certain things he had written. And I think it's kind of unfounded, you know, because he's just doing his thing, and I believe that everything he does for what he believes to be the best interest of the company or the characters he's working on. That shouldn't affect the way you perceive art, and there's a lot of good Joe Quesada art in here. If, there's everything. Everything is in here, from his X Factor stuff to his more recent covers, and there's even stuff here from event comics, like, you know, like Ash and all that stuff. So that should kind of show you how wide the reach of this book is as far as his career is concerned. So give it a try. I mean, if you're not at least entertained or fascinated by some of the stuff that he presents in that book, you know, there could be something wrong with you, or you have no appreciation for art or something. But yes, just give it a try. I don't think you'll I don't think you're not gonna hate it. That much I can promise you. And that's it. And that I think that covers all of the art book stuff I want to talk about. Hopefully I don't sound like a rambling lunatic while you guys are listening, but you know, this is just how I feel about everything that I'm reading and what I'm looking at lately. And right now, art books are so much fun to look at. It's man, it's pretty inspiring. Marko Djurjevic specifically has the most inspiring book out there, because that man is a machine and he puts out so much work. And that reminds me of something I actually just watched recently. It's called Draw or Die. It's a 40-minute short film. I don't know if you can call that a short film. It's a 40-minute short documentary, I guess. And it's available over at Marco's gallery website at sixmorevodka.com. And this piece... I unfortunately forgot the name of the director, but it's a documentary of the MAID symposium that they had over in Germany last June, and it included, among other people, it included C.B. Cebulski, Joe Quesada, they have of course Marko Djurjevic, Nick Klein was there, you know, from Viking, from Image Comics. Alexei Bricklop, the cover artist for a lot of the cosmic stuff, like the Thanos Imperative, was there. And there is a lot of great, talented folks who showed up at this thing. And it's basically, it looks like it was an exchange of ideas, lots of talks about breaking into the industry and all that. And it was a rather inspiring film. I think it was Nick Klein that coined the title, you know, Draw or Die. That's his mentality in life. And watching this and seeing how... You see all these artists come together to watch each other work and to teach each other new things is, you know... It's pretty inspiring. I mean, perhaps one of these days, if I could afford it, maybe I'd come up there if they do that kind of symposium again, because I would like to improve myself as an artist. I would like to be better at my craft. And while I think I am learning and I'm picking up new things here and there, you know, there's always something new to learn. And it's nothing better than to be taught by your peers, you know, or by, you know, by the people you idolize and respect. So if you're interested in checking out this video, you could just go to sixmorevodka.com, and I will link you once again in the show notes, because I'm a very gracious individual and I'm all about sharing the wealth. But yeah, it's fun, and you get to see some of the artists just being themselves and being having fun, and then drawing and painting and goofing off in general. So yeah, check it out. It's at sixmorevodka.com. Link will be in the notes. Well, that's a lot of links this week, isn't there? And finally, you know, we're on the subject of stuff I've been watching. I've been, once again, catching up on some TV. I'm almost caught up with Chuck and finishing up season 3 right before season 4 starts. And it's been great. I like what they've been doing with Chuck and what the character has turned into after... I thought season 2 kind of was a misfire in some cases, but... I think they kind of overdid themselves in season 2, but now season 3, it's been great. I love it. And I knew it was a good idea to wait for DVDs when it came to TV shows, and it's because you get to watch everything in one fell swoop, and you don't have to worry about being behind or missing an episode before you watch another one or something like that. So Chuck has been fantastic. I wish they could just release season 4 on DVD already. That much I can say. And And really, that's it. I haven't had much. I don't have much else. I will be back next week, of course. I will probably have someone to talk to next week, so you won't be suffering through me for a good half hour or so. Please be sure to check out my website, patloika.com. I will have where I blog and post random pictures here and there. If you guys have been paying attention recently, I've been posting a lot of stuff from Dragon Con, which is the con that I ended up missing this year. Man, that looks like such a fun show. Don't you think? See all those pictures and all those group shots and those photo shoots with all those costume people. It's just ridiculous how crazy that thing is. And it looks like a nice party, you know? It's a nice geeky party that you know you'd love to be a part of, and you know they celebrate being a geek in a completely different way from what they usually do at Comic-Con. I mean, Comic-Con it's cool, you know, they make being a geek or being a fan of this stuff great, but there's something different about the way Dragon Con is, because it's completely, since there, you know, there's none of the big corporations, none of the big fan, none of the big publishers or whatever there, but man, it just looks like a good time. It's all done by fans, and you gotta love that kind of atmosphere. And the one of my friends I think referred to it as the Mardi Gras for geeks. And just looking at the pictures from it, I'm pretty damn sure they were not kidding. You know, because man, that looks like a lot of fun. I'll be there next year, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be epic next year. And that should be it this week. Once again, go to patloika.com for my blog. I will be talking about all kinds of stuff there. I'm actually about to do a little blog entry about something that I'm missing from comics right now, and I'm not gonna spoil it for you. But some of you guys may disagree with me on it, but whatever. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/patloika, or on Facebook. You could add me as a friend at facebook.com/patloika, and we will engage in all kinds of craziness, and you can enjoy my my hatred of San Diego sport teams. At any rate, I've rambled on for far too long. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you for being patient. And I will see you next week, and we will talk about comics, new, and maybe even some old comics. Who knows? So take it easy, and stay out of trouble. Later.
Killing, never killed a cop though. More the type to burn a spliff and eat a bag of nachos. More the type to read a novel, maybe by Navajos. On a sunny day, I'm on the block in a poncho. Venomous extra sick, tell me how my bars feel. Talk shit, tell me how the floor of the bar feel. Young cocoa butter, precious new car smell. Cynical lasagna, loving cat, call me Garfield. Graffiti goes legit, street straight tags for soup cans. A pink marine green Newport packs, now who then? Three brown, that slang tang, I need a brand new van. To tour so they can make enough funds to send to Sudan. Spraying copyright symbols on yoga mats until I'm high enough to type a bunch of rhyming words to tell you how I'm flying stuff. Writing racial rants, Craigslist, start the race war. High space dog, wildest three cage boars. Mama Dukes never told me to go to my room. A wild juvenile, she threatened to send me to Dera Doom. Less in the motherland, her lover dad hit me with the broom. Black and blue at school where white kids call me Doom Coon. I'm still living in shit, something like a pigeon in pit. Scribbling some lit words to a script, literal shit, belittle me. Get hit quick, your little dick kicked in just for giggles and shits. Seriously, yeah.
Alright. What's up? Probably watch me on the Google alerts. Hi, Dad. I'm at the Whitney with DJ Spooky on an iPad. Shotgunning slits in a woman's can and catching some catches you can't keep. Bums from the bug-eyed man fan. Can you do the smarty pants? Can, so you think you can dance? Here is your stinking advance. Back ends, tap them, stack ends. White people play this for your black friends. Black people smack them. New spoon in the candy flippers. Whomever the edible panties fit, it's the candy glass brandy snifter. Shake hands with fans that demand a picture like, hey man, are you He-Man, Shoe, or Victor? So lose, show prove, whole booze, cold, cool, AD, living contradiction since 83, Arkansas Street, like a block from the projects, HP, some more blocks from some other projects, Talameter, so we're not by the projects, now look at me, getting lost from my projects, the brother's logic is stop when you got it, but I don't got it yet, so I'm not gonna stop it, street freak elite, socialize with the feet elite, geek shall inherit the earth shall inherit the meat, you can stare at the street, but the street stare back at you. Talk greasy, somebody take a crack at you. Act a fool, somebody finna laugh at you. Like, dude, I don't like your fucking attitude.
Gangster, computer god, mind sluts my pseudonym. Fuck anyone giddily, giggle simply, misery. Thrillers, little bitch pitches, but wear the doozy tag. First to always be the grit, truthy Brooklyn, elusive brand. Harbinger, other bum rush, plus oozing away a ton of more. Buddy cops kiss each other, pederast priests, fuck whores. We'll set the moral compass to something a little sacrilege. I'm pyrogenic this whole town, black Freddy of Magnus. Nobody sleeps tonight, car alarm evening. Perpetual garbage truck, annoying ice cream truck, Jane.
Hey, young world.
I just got donkey punched by aristocrats. Maniac, brainiac, fist fucked in a dunce cap. Looking at it from space, you can see the race is just one lap. The tranquility now is just future anarchy unhatched. I want a new drug plus alternate reality. Some dimensional shiftiness, hidden from all the cowardly. Gypsies read the palm and vomit. Then give me back my dollar, holler and over. I get out, you monster. I'm a low coward, a song, and it's a running joke. When comedy for common is this gray matter converted into runny yolk. I'm not in the mood.
Stop.
A lot more than rude.
Wrong.
Hot rod of intoxicants.
Rude.
Gobble your food.
Gone.
Brought to the truthiness. Truly, I'm a lost boy.
Half man, half smoke, no joke. Got it all out, boy.
Take your little sad poopy pants to the corner toy.
In the brain blaze, lead a burner bridge, burner boy.
Sit down.